Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS with your co-host, Brad.
And Steve.
There we go. I'm glad you could remember your name. That is awesome. I'm glad it's not that bad of a Friday afternoon for you.
I know. So, been rough.
Here's the topic of the day.
And you,
Mr. LinkedIn, are the inspiration for today's topic.
All right.
And it comes to a post that I saw about toxic positivity.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the phrase of toxic positivity.
Yep.
That is spectacular. And so the question I have for you today, Mr. Doyle, is how do we generate that toxic positivity across generations in the blue collar world upon which we are trying to make an impact? And whether that is as individual contributors, as leaders, as founders, as owners, as whoever it is, how do we create the toxic positivity wave to move an organization to places they never thought they could go?
You mean by still being encouraging or?
Hey, dickhead. I don't know what toxic positivity means to you, but.
Well, you know, it's really about the good vibes only aspect, right?
Good when vibe. You're. Oh, so we're in a touchy-feely stuff. Okay, I got it.
Kind of. I mean,
I know. In all seriousness, it is. Yeah. Positivity can go in a bunch of different ways. It doesn't have to be all frills and rainbows and lollipops, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, quite simply, like, I know what you're commenting on. It's one of the posts that I did.
Yeah, I know. That's where I came with the idea. I kind of mentioned that in the prelogue here. Did you not hear?
You did. But it's the over essence. Like, people don't want to hear the negative stuff. It's so overly positive that there is no room for any constructive feedback. There's no room for really getting into what are issues, what are problems. Nope, we're just going to sweep it under the rugs. We're just going to talk. We're going to be positive all the time. And, you know, if you don't like it, just put a smile on your face, grin and move on.
So I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I did not read the article. I just saw the words of toxic positivity. So I'm taking toxic positivity from a positive viewpoint. You're bringing toxic positivity from a negative viewpoint.
Well, I'm bringing it from a truth aspect. If people can't be real, they're never going to be loyal. If people truly can't talk about what's going on, whether it's a issue going on in the company, it's a personal problem, our society is telling people to suppress the truth in favor of comfort.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going. I see what you're putting down there. I can appreciate that. That's not anywhere that I was going with that opportunity whatsoever. I was going down the path of how do we create that toxic positive, toxic meaning the oxymoron of toxicity being a positive toxic environment where everybody's excited to be there. Everybody understands their role. Everybody understands their essence and energy of what the team is all trying to accomplish. That's where I was coming from with toxic positivity, not the other way around. So words matter, right? And how
words do matter,
play a big, big role in that. So help me, help you, help me, help you.
Yeah.
So
think about this. You're bringing in new hires into the organization. And it's like, oh, we're only going to talk about all the wonderful things. We're not going to bring up all the real things that people go through and see after 3 months, 6 months, maybe it's 2 weeks, whatever is really going on, we're going to put our quote unquote Sunday best on and we're going to show up.
It's like preparing for an ISO audit.
Yeah,
let's cover everything up and let's say, oh, it's all hunky dory. Yes.
Exactly. And we're only going to show those wonderful things when the truth is everything else that is, when we bury it, we're burying trust. We're burying loyalty. And even though we say we quote unquote want high performance, we're sweeping all of that under the rug just to quote unquote save face and make sure that people always see us wear our Sunday best. And it's just a facade.
So how much do you think that, how much of that do you believe is happening from a generational perspective of truly buying into that? Like if you were to take a Gen Z believing the facade versus the millennial versus the X versus the boomer, where would you put the opportunity to buy into the fraudulent, the fake news, the fraudulent facade, the whatever it is, the do what I say, not what we, you know, we're going to say one thing, but behave another to get that path from the
generation. You want me to pick a generation that does this more?
I'm just saying what generations see through it more so than not.
Oh, I would say Gen X totally sees through it. Boomers, they know it's happening, but you know what? I'm not making waves. And so you've got Gen Xers that are now at the spectrum of, hey, I've got 5 to 7 years left. I'm not making waves. I see it, but you know what? We're just going to stick together and you guys just go deal with your fluffy bunny bullshit stuff. And you've got the other side that's like, yeah, I'm out the door. I can't drink much more Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Right. The Kool-Aid's over with.
Okay.
Like party's over with. I'm adding vodka to this and I'm peacing out, Girl Scout. Let's go. But then we get into the Gen Z that's watching everything. They come in, they're like, oh, okay, this is good. This is good. They start watching everything, but then they've also got the reality of, wait a minute, this is just a smoke show. So some are able to see through that and others want to lean into it. So I think it really comes down to how were these different generations brought up? And you notice I left out a group in there.
I noticed your generation.
Sorry, my generation, we call that crap out.
No, you know which one I'm talking about.
I know which one you're talking about. This is not my generation. It's just not my generation. It's the, there is a group that, and honestly, it is in all, I see it in all generations because it's just like, some will want to just sweep it under the rug. Like, I'm not here to make waves. I don't want to do this. And there's some that, hey, no, they really are going to speak the truth because they want to see the change. And you see that, you truly do see that in all generations. Like there's going to be pockets of people that do that. And it just depends on how they were brought up and where they were brought up.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm not going there.
Come on.
Not going there. Nope.
It's not politics. Let's go. Nope,
not going there. It's not, you're right. It's not politics, but it's the next thing next to it. It's right next to it.
Come on. How many steps do we got to go away from politics before we talk about it, Brad?
Nope. Not going there. Not doing it. Nope. Not going to happen. I don't care how you spell potato. Not going to happen.
Right. So that's the whole reason for the post, right? Is the toxic positivity.
So let's flip it. How do we flip that script for that, right? It might be the 60 person fabrication manufacturing facility, right? Where everything is rainbows and lollipops and we're trying to blow smoke up everybody's ass and we're trying to, right? We've got that diverse workforce from a demographics perspective and age group and like, okay, great. Some folks are there because they need the job. Others are there because it's convenient and I don't want to put, right? I've been here 25 years. I don't want to rock the boat. Fuck it. Why would I give this up potentially? Right. all that other stuff, how do we turn it into not necessarily the toxic side of it, but the positive side? How do we turn those real conversations into a positive effect?
When you can strip out emotions, honestly, because that's where a lot of this comes into play, is making space to have the conversation. Yes, there's going to be emotions involved.
Like a room where you have rubber walls? No. That's kind of space? Or what do you mean by space?
I mean a space where you can say what needs to be said without repercussions. But it's also going in with the mindset and the knowledge of, hey, I don't need to quote unquote attack someone. And that's because that's where a lot of this comes from, is people feel personally attacked.
What? I lived it. I know it. I'm not.
We all lived it. We all know it.
I did it. I was part of the problem. I get it. I'm going to admit to it. I watched it happen.
Right.
And the rooms were better when we weren't together than when we were together in certain situations.
Well, either together or you had a common goal and a common understanding.
And when we changed, when we went through our, a bunch of us to have, like 30 of us went through similar program together and created that bond. And once all 30 of us understood what it was, the individual that I necessarily didn't get along with professionally, he got outnumbered dramatically and, you know, walks away with dog, you know, tail between his legs.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like, okay, great. So yeah, I won, but it wasn't like I won, you know, we changed the behaviors of the organization and it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Where it was no longer, how do we hide everything to figure out who to blame versus let's just make sure everything's out there so we can understand how to solve the problem.
Right. It's not a blame game. It's let's figure out what the problem is. And yes, people are going to take it personally because somebody's going to view it as, hey, this isn't my job. You're attacking me because this is my area. This is my role. This is what I should be doing. All of those things. But when you can have those real conversations, yes, you're going to have to make space for the hard truths, the hard emotions that people are going to feel attacked. Those conversations have to happen in order to facilitate change.
So how, okay, great. So again, we'll go back to the 60-person shop, office versus shop floor, different age groups, different thing. We got AI coming in. We've got all the things that are going on. Fear of AI is going to take over the world, take away my job, do all these things. Where does an organization like that support their team members across the generations, let everybody know, hey, this is going to be okay. We need to create an environment of remove the fear in the environment. Right. And we've talked about in previous episodes, all of the economic uncertainties and different things and the unrest and the cost of indecisions and all the, you know, not deciding, still a decision. And if you don't make the decision, someone else will make the decision for you, whether it's your supplier or your customers or your employees or whomever.
Right.
Where do we go to turn that into forward momentum?
So it's going to sound odd. It could sound cliche, whatever it is. Where I see it work best is when you have, I'm going to just say it, a third party that can come in and facilitate the conversations, hold one-on-ones where people feel they can come in and talk, get things off their mind, work things out with someone, whether it's them going to getting outside support, outside help, meaning, you know, it's somebody to talk to. Some people might say that's a therapist. Some people might say that's a coach, whatever. That's when it really starts to work, because the truth of the matter is people don't trust you inside your own organization, because people talk. Doesn't matter if it's different organizations. And let's just say, are people going to go run in and talk to HR about all the things that are going on? No, they don't.
Some do.
They don't unleash everything.
Well, for the majority, yes. I can say
for the majority, yes. It is in rare occasion.
There are rarities where others are letting everything go through the through it. And the unofficial conversations are the ones that, unfortunately, most time action's not taken upon to go seek opportunity for positive improvement.
Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to, for the people that I would say organizations are confiding in or individuals are confiding in, there is, in my opinion, a responsibility of them to look at holistically, how can we help this organization? How can we help this business? How can we help this department? How can we help this individual? And what are those tangible actions that can happen and take place without spilling information about what has been said? And that doesn't happen, because if you go to a therapist for whatever reason, they're not going to talk about much. They might acknowledge, yep, we talked about this. Yep, this has been brought up. What did they say? Not going to tell you.
That was always those fun, right? Being in leadership roles of having the conversations and knowing what's coming, but yet your teammates know that, or your subordinates, or your staff members, whomever, they know that shit's going on and like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, here's what I can tell you. You're going to have to read between the lines, because I can't tell you everything, because I just can't.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about truly making changes, not about people going through shit, not about people having issues going on. It's because people need a place to talk through those, regardless of which generation. You know, if you're a Gen X and you're told just to suck it up, buttercup, and you just need to move on, at some point you need someone to talk to. But if you truly want to make change, if there's concerns and to make change, there has to be someone to turn to help facilitate that change. And when you do it from the inside, and this is why I say third party matters more, when you do it from the inside, it falls on deaf ears most of the time. Oh, so-and-so's just raising that up as an issue, as a complaint. It doesn't always happen. There are some instances, and it's all in how it's presented. But in most cases, most organizations will say, you know what? It's just going to be my way or the highway. I don't care.
Just had that conversation this morning where most of the production staff has walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, now I only hear one side of the story, right? But the story I'm hearing, I'm relatively confident in, right? People have left, production's low. We've got now office and production all mixed together. We've got temp staff. We got lots of different things. So now we've got the whole blame game of da da da. I'm like, you're in a shitty spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go out and do something about it. Otherwise, it's going to implode and it's going to be like a deck of cards. And it's like,
yeah.
At this point, my suggestion was go block and tackle, right? Just how do we win the week? How do we win the week? Because now they've got one leader saying, oh, you got to force mandatory overtime for the rest of the year to play. No.
Mm-mm.
No, not unless you want to lose everybody else.
Right. Right.
That's not a them problem that people walked out. That's a you problem that they walked out. Mm-hmm. That's not a them problem. So don't be pushing your shit downstream.
Right. Right. So that's, and unfortunately, a majority of places that we interface with or have experience with, this is what we see. Well, it doesn't happen. It's not 100% the case, but greater than 95%. Yep. Which is shocking, because we're all human. We all need someone to talk to.
Are you, Steve?
No, I'm just a bot. I'm just a bot. I have no feelings.
True. You're not wrong there.
Nope. Nope. I have no feelings. So, you know, that's what I meant when I talked about the toxic positivity aspect, right? Where rather than dealing with the truth, we're just putting lipstick on. We're just putting makeup on. Putting our Sunday best on, so we have that facade of, oh man, I look good, I feel good. Guess what? Everything's good. Guess what? I'm not okay on the inside, and it's okay to ask for that help.
Okay. Yeah, I misread the whole post. I didn't read it. I only saw the image, toxic positivity. I'm like, oh, this could be a great topic. I'm like, oh, how do we create toxic positivity? Meaning that it's contagious and it's positive and it goes forward, not this, not what you have here. So
not the, well, this is the My Taboo Truth series. It's the things that we whisper but don't say out loud. And I'm just addressing it. I'm saying it out loud. It's time for true change, because if we, whether we're after finances, we're after productivity, we're after just being good humans, all of that matters. And it really just comes down to having a freaking conversation and truly being empathetic, you know, of what's going on. And I tend to be more tactical on this, tactical empathy. Thanks, Chris Voss, of help me understand.
That's a fuck you, just so you know. If you know what help you understand, help me understand means, that means fuck you.
not exactly. Help me understand.
It's like a thumbs up emoji.
You know, help. But for me, it's like, I look at it, it's like, help me understand. Help me understand to move the needle forward. I don't have time to get caught up in the emotional swirl in turmoil of whatever is going on.
Oh, there's your emotional distance again.
Listen, Linda. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Can't show my empathy because I can't put emotion around it, but I can tactically tell you how to do it.
But when I'm tactical about it, I can understand.
Can you?
I don't need to feel to understand.
We've already had your daughter on the show. Do we need to have somebody else on the show?
I don't need to. She'll tell you I'm emotionally disconnected.
Just asking.
Yeah, the truth is I have no emotion. My compassion card is lit up in flames, gone up in smoke.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Mr. Doyle. All right. So let's see. Lessons learned. Read the post to understand what you're actually talking about. Always a good idea.
Winner, winner.
Winner. I thought I'd give it a shot. See what it was about.
See what it was about. Now you found out.
I was wrong. I was on the other side of the.
Yeah, you wanted FAFO. Now you found out.
I was on the other side of the line. I was taking a positive spin on toxic positivity, whereas you're in the negative Nancy world of tank.
I'm the truth.
Whatever. Whatever.
It was the truth, isn't it? Is it not? You had it this morning. I had it this morning. Different companies, different conversations, different industries. We have this conversation all the time.
I will say, I appreciate you showing up today with the passion and energy, though.
Wow. All right, then. All right. All right. Let's see where you're going now.
All right, Mr. Doyle, until our next episode of Blue Collar BS, thank you for being here. Also, did you hear? We were nominated again for Podcast of the Year from the Small Business Owner Community.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
As a 2024 recipient, we got nominated. So we'll see if we can keep the streak alive. World domination of Podcast of the Year repertoire.
Love it. Love it. Super excited for that. Very cool.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll know in September if we won or not.
Yep. Yep. Excellent.
Anyhow, have a great rest of your day, sir. And we will talk soon.
You too. All right.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.